Once again, just to review what we saw, there are three mitzvahs d'oraisa about Amalek. There's Zechiras Amalek, there's Mechiyas Amalek, there's an Isser of Lotishkach. In terms of the scope of Mechiyas Amalek, the Ayim HaKdavar says that it's the sovereignty of Amalek, but Rashi again here on the Pasuk tells us it's total and all-encompassing. It's men, women, and children, even the animals. We have the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, with Yoav ben Tzruya, where he, according to one opinion, the Gemara actually killed this Rebbe, and he killed his Rebbe. Because his rabbi taught him Zachar Amalek and not Zecher Amalek. So the other parallel that we have in this to the Chumash is when it comes to the nations of Canaan. The Pasuk says in last week's Parsha, Rak me arei amim o'ela asher Hashem Elokechan osein lecha nachala lo sichaya kol neshama ki acharim tachrimim chiti emori knani prizi chibi yivusi. You notice Girgashi isn't on the list. What does the Medrash say about the Girgashi? They went to Africa. Kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokech, Laman Asher Lo Yilamdu Eschem Lasos Kechol Tov Osam Asher Asul Elohem V'Chatasem Hashem Elokechem. The issue is that they're going to teach you. Their culture is so strong that they're going to teach you to do Toevos, which is why the halacha is, if you're fighting off in some far off land and there are a few Canaanim there, you don't have to kill them, because it's not really a Chiyuv in the Gavra that the Canaanite himself, but it's the Canaanite culture where you live has the capacity to infect you. So let's take a look in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos and see, is it really true that this is exactly the same? That the mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek and Hacharim Tachrimim, the mitzvah of attacking and assaulting the nations of Canaan, is this really the same? And once we get deeper into the Rambam, can we start talking about maybe there's a possibility that even Mechiyas Amalek itself can be accomplished in more than one way? So, go ahead. Take a look at the six sources. Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, Kuf Pei Ches. He shetivanu lahachri zera malik, as opposed to the rest of the zera esav, zacharim, nekevos, ketanim, gdolim, vuhu amara yisala, timcha, zecher amalik. So again, the Rambam says, zacharim, nekevos, ketanim, gdolim, all-encompassing, that's the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek. Rama calls it Lahachris Zera Amalek, to totally annihilate them. Now, interestingly, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, this mitzvah comes before what you might have thought should come before. Eitan, what would you have thought in terms of Zechira, Mechiyah, Lotishkach? You would have thought, probably, that it would go in the order of the Pesukim. Zachor Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek, and then it says, Timcha Zechra Amalek. So why do we start with Mechiyas Amalek? So the Rama makes that clear in Kuf Pei Tes, why he starts with Mechiyas Amalek, okay? So go ahead, Eitan. This is Kuf Pei Tes. Now, Mitzvah Kuf Pei Tes. Tivanu liskor mashasanu Amalek. Hagdimo leharalanu. Right? Reishis goyim Amalek. They were the first nation to attack us. Not just once a year, right? A minimum once a year for Achiv Dereis the Parsha Zachor. But the truth is that we're supposed to do it b'chol eis va'eis. Unizaris ha'am. Right, there you see the Rambam integrating Lotishkach as well. Sinaso, so that it should not diminish. Im orech hazman. So what does the Rambam say the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is all about? That what are we supposed to be doing through Zechiras Amalek? We should be... Right, so that, and the Rambam said it, you know, pretty explicitly, the Ramban has a similar idea, right? Ne'orer ha'nefashos b'mamarim li'lachim bo, so that we're prepared to fight them. So now, Eitan, you explain to me, why did the Rambam start in the Sefer HaMitzvos with Mechiyas Amalek, and then only get to Zechir? What's that? Right, that's really the idea, right? Just like sometimes there's a notion of a Gezerah d'oraisa, that the Torah itself, some people think Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh is a Gezerah d'oraisa, you shouldn't come to eat chametz, right? Maybe Lo Savashal G'di B'chalev Imo, that you shouldn't cook milk and meat together, is a Gezerah d'oraisa, that you shouldn't eat milk and meat together. So you have that in the mitzvah saseh side. Why is it important to have Zechiras Amalek? So that you're prepared to go to war with them, right? Okay, so now you can understand why the Rambam started with Mechiyas Amalek, and then he came to Zechiras Amalek. So what's interesting is, the Sefer HaChinuch basically accepted this proposition, but he said a massive chiddush lahalacha. Hanan, why don't you read the Chinuch for us? That the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, if you really understand that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is linked to the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, and go ahead.
Yeah.
Nekama sa'oyev. So all of the trouble that we go through with all those extra readings of Parsha Zachor to make it possible for women, Mezev Rachinuch says it's not necessary. They have no obligation whatsoever. Why? Since the milchama will be waged by the men, and if Zechira is for the sake of the milchama, right, if basically Zechira is serving the purposes of Mechias Amalek, which is not an original idea that Zev Rachinuch, where did he get that idea? The Rambam had that idea, the Ramban had that idea. So the Zev Rachinuch thinks, oh, so that means that just like men are going to be the ones to wage war, so they're the only ones who are obligated to have Zechira Samalek. Three kashas on this approach. First of all, you don't have to assume that Mechia and Zechira are so deeply related. Maybe it's important to remember for its own purposes, right? Maybe even after we finish eradicating Amalek, so there will still be a mitzvah of Zechira Samalek. The Ramban, by the way, doesn't sound that way, even though we only assume that all the mitzvahs in the Torah are forever. So it's really interesting that the Ramban doesn't assume that way. He says that you have to keep on talking about it until you destroy them. Okay, but that's at least one kasha that you could raise. Are these two ideas necessarily linked to each other? The second kasha you could raise is, even if you assume it's true that Zechira Samalek is supposed to lead you to do Milchama Samalek, who's to say your mother can't tell you a bedtime story? Svi, you should hate Amalek so that you grow up to be a warrior and go and kill them one day, right? Who's to say the women can't fulfill that part of it? That's number two. And number three, right, who's to say that women are exempted? Because we know that there is a notion called a Milchames Mitzvah. We're going to talk about that in the next line in the Rambam. In a Milchames Mitzvah, so the halacha is Afilu Chasan Mechedro Vekalami Chupasa, that women should fight also. Maybe they're not going to be on the front lines, but they certainly participate in the battle in other capacities. Maybe they will be on the front lines. Depends how you understand that Gemara. So it could be an issue of, Begedish, it's interpreted as Klei Zion, etc. So, you know, weaponry in general, it's a hot topic right now in Israel. But whatever it is, who's to say that women are totally exempted? So the Sefer HaChinuch is a very big chiddush, and it's challenged already by the Minchas Chinuch and many, many others as well. So we have at least three kashas on that. Be that as it may, we're here to focus on the Rambam's Shita. So let's take a look here at the Rambam learns in Hilchos Melachim Perek Hey. Again, what I want to get into is a little bit maybe of the difference between the milchama against the nations of Canaan versus the milchama against Amalek, right? Ki milchama l'Hashem Amalek midor dor. So we'll see some nuances there, and then we'll talk about this in the context of tshuva and how there could be a very beautiful idea that emerges from the sugya of Mechias Amalek in terms of the capacity for tshuva. Nachi, why don't you read the Rambam for us in the ninth source? Eina melech nilcham tchila al milchames mitzvah. Eizo yi milchames mitzvah. What is the definition of obligatory war? Eizo milchames shiva amimim. Against the seven nations of Canaan. Go ahead. Ve'ezo as Yisrael mi'atzar shebo aleihem. A third category for the Rambam. The nations of Canaan. One, Amalek. Two, and number three, war of self-defense. Right, you could argue what goes on right now in Eretz Yisrael is a war of self-defense. Then you have something called optional war, which could be expansionist. Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Lahachrim Shiva Amimin Shinemar, Hacharim Tachrimim. Over below Saseh, Shinemar. So what is the nature of the chiyuv when it comes to the mitzvah of attacking the nations of Canaan? Is it just a chovas atzibur? Is it just obligatory on the tzibur? Who can argue based on the Rambam that that's not the case? Ezra, what do you see here? Is it just a chovas atzibur that the Jewish people have a mitzvah to eradicate these nations? Lo sechaya kol neshama, hacharim tachrimim. What does the Rambam say? Aiden? Excellent. There's a chovas agavra, v'chol shebal yado echad mehem v'lo harago, over below saseh, shenem v'lo sechaya kol neshama. Right? So you could argue maybe the mitzvah saseh only applies to the tzibur. It doesn't sound that way. Hacharim tachrimim. So certainly the lo saseh, bevadai, based on the Rambam, applies to the yachid as well, and maybe even the aseh as well. Ukvar avad zichra. Right? And they're already been destroyed, okay? They were destroyed or they were mixed into other nations, so there is no concept whatsoever anymore, even though this mitzvah applies forever, right? We've already been mekayim this mitzvah. But then he says, v'chein, which makes it sound like, it should be the same, but And you might think, okay, if one's a chov asayachid, the other one is also a chov asayachid. But go ahead, Nachi. V'chein mitzvah sasei la'abed zecher amalek, shenemar timcha zecher amalek. Arevaso. Kedei la'orevaso, just like you said in the Sefer Mitzvah. This is why mechias amalek etan comes before zechiras amalek. Shenemar zachar es asher asalcha amalek. Mipi hashmo lamdu zachar repelo zishkach leib. What line Tzvi is missing here from the Rambam that you had by the Shiva Amamin? Doesn't talk about? Doesn't say that an individual who encounters somebody from Amalek has to kill him. So the Hagos Mamunio seems to go in that direction. He says, yeah, because you read the Pasuk. Read the Pasuk in this week's Zedra. V'hayyob, haniach Hashem lokecho lecho, mikolei v'echa misaviv. The only really a mitzvah, right? He uses the term limosa mashiach. There is no chovas hayachid right now. And in the future, it's not even clear there would be a chovas hayachid. But it is, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on Daf Chaf, right? Shalosh mitzvah sitav v'yisrael b'shas k'nisaz l'aretz, right? There's a mitzvah of minoy melech, there's a mitzvah of destroying Amalek, Hachras Azera Amalek, and the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. So Zara and Chovos HaYoch, there's a list of Chovos HaTzibur. So it sounds like the Rambam understood the mitzvah of Amalek, the mitzvah of Shiva Amamin in a very different vein. Okay. So it sounds like the way to accomplish the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is, whether like Hagos Ravunio says in the future, or whether it, if you really knew who they were now, to wage war against Amalek, is to eradicate them. Not like the Nitziv said that it's just Malchus Amalek, but again, as we saw in Sefer Shmuel, Me Olel Ad Yonek Ad Behema, right? Rashi said Shalodi Siti Zocher Shem Amalek Ala Behema. Good. Let's take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. The Rambam here shocked the world, so to speak. But it could be that by the time we get to the end of this Rambam and the discussion thereof, that there is another avenue open for purposes of Mechias Amalek, how he would achieve that. Shimshi, go ahead. Enosin Lochama. So what's Mukhrach? What must be the case based on this line in the Rambam? He says it in two different ways. With anybody. Enosin Lochamim Adam Ba'olam. And that includes Milchames Mitzvah. Milchames Mitzvah, we define as Canaan, Amalek, and Ezrasim Abiyat Sar Shabbalayim. So the Rambam evidently believed that there was an opportunity for a peace treaty with Amalek. Whatever happened to the Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. That sounds wild. So let's go on. The Rambam. Shenemar. Kisikrav el yodilachim alev karasi lalo shalom. Most of the Rishonim, Rashi included, says we're talking about Milchames HaRishus HaKasav Medaber. Okay? Okay, so they have to make peace and they have to be mekabel l'shev mitzvos. Whatever happened to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek? Whatever happened to the mitzvah of Losachaya Kol Neshama? The Rambam is clearly quoting that language, but in the opposite direction. V'harehi l'mas, right? They have to pay tribute. Shenemar yulachal l'mas v'avaducha. And they really have to accept all this. Okay, so there are, in fairness, pretty draconian measures they have to accept, that they have to be agreed to be impressed into national service, and they have to accept a kind of subordinate role in society. But whatever the details are, the pressing issue here is you're living with them, right? This is said pretty draconian, right? It's a way of expressing this idea that they have to be subordinate in society. They can't have any srara in society. That we can collect taxes from them, that we can impress them into national service. Aval, if they don't accept these terms, so the only difference between Amalek and Canaan and all the other nations is all the other nations, you wouldn't engage in total war, you wouldn't kill the children, you wouldn't kill the non-combatants. The only chiddush of Amalek and the Shiva Amamin, Lashita Sarambam, is Rak me area mi moila lo se khaya kol neshama ve khaynu omer be amalek timcha zecher amalek. Midaber ela be elu shelo hishlimu, but it only applies if they didn't make peace. Shenemar. Right, because the pasuk says in Yoshua, the only ones to make peace were Gibeon. You remember the whole story how they tricked them. So it seems clear that peace would have been an option. So the pasuk has to say the only ones who chose peace were Gibeon, and the Girgashi headed for the hills of Africa. So what's fascinating about this is the Rambam does have a good, very good raya about the Shiva Amamin, but Amalek is very difficult to understand. Whatever happened to Mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek? So the Rambam is saying here, maybe the Mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek only applies if they don't make peace. That's what he's saying. But it's a little difficult to understand. So the Ravid was concerned about this. Amar Avram Zeshibush. Ela sheyacholomar hishlimu lekabel ha-mitzvos. So the Ravid says he doesn't understand this. What about the Mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek? So he says, well, maybe hishlimo is a reference to the fact that they were mekabel ha-mitzvos. Maybe what the Rabbi means is that they would have to convert. The only nations that really can't convert and become part of the Jewish people, also this week's parasha, are Ammon and Moab, right? Mitzri and Edomi can marry in after 3 generations, but Amalek can. So the Rabbi says, Hishlimu lekabela mitzvos, right? So you can accept converts from Canaan, you can accept converts of Amalek. Okay, fine. So that we can understand that there'd be no mitzvah of Mechia after that, because you know, Timcha's Zecher Amalek is achieved by Gershon his Geir Katan Anola Dami. So the Ravid thought the Rambam went too far over here. But let's take a look at the language of the Mechaber, the Kesef Mishnah, who explains what the Rambam meant and why he thinks that the Mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek is not necessarily being disregarded here. We're not saying we're only going to apply it, the Mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, when they refuse to make peace with us, but even if they make peace with us, we're not necessarily not fulfilling the Mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek. Ezra, go ahead. The Kesef Mishnah says, so Tamu Lomar, so again, this is the Kesef Mishnah suggestion as to what the Ravid meant, but it's a little difficult to believe that's really what the Ravid meant, because the Rambam says im hishlibu v'kiblu sheva mitzvos. So there's no way the Ravid could have thought the Rambam didn't mean hishlimu and kiblu sheva mitzvos is explicit. That's why I prefer to interpret the Ravid as saying something a little bit more ambitious, that hishlimu liyacholomar hishlimu l'kabel es kol mitzvos. Be that as it may, what did the Rambam mean? Now we can use the Kesef Mishnah. It's Kesef Mishnah's explanation of the Ravid, but it could easily apply to the Rambam. Shem kibu aleihem sheva mitzvos. So what is the Rambam's chiddush in the end, if you accept the Kesef Mishnah's logic? Exactly. So then did we fail? Did we not apply the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek? On the contrary, right? We achieved the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek aid and how? Right, something you do it with a sword, and sometimes you could do it with a book. Right, so the Rav always used to like to say that he did, right, religious coercion, not going to be effective. You should try to educate people. So rather than use the sword, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim, right, the story of Berurah Meir, the Gemara Brachos Daf Yod, our yeshiva Masechta this year, Yitamu Chatayim Min Aretz Rishoyim Odeinam, that the goal is not to destroy people, the goal is to try to get them to see things differently. So if they stop acting like Amalek, there's no mitzvah to annihilate them. Right? At all. And so this is, I think, is a very, very, very critical point. An extremely critical point, and it really gets us to what you might call the outer limits of tshuva. Because what's the import of this? That somebody from Amalek can lose their chalos shem Amalek by changing their lifestyle. Forget about giyur outright. Even somebody to mekabel the sheva mitzvos. So that's an amazing perspective. You ask somebody who is the implacable, eternal enemy of the Jewish people, Milcham El Hashem Ba'Amalek, Midor Dor. So the truth of the matter is that this is perhaps the most dramatic expression we have in the halachic system of tshuva. They had a sword hanging over their head up until now. Zechi of Daraisa to annihilate them. Me'ish ad isha, me'olel ad yonek, mishar ad chamor ad seh. And now? Harein kibnei noachak sheirim? Remarkable. This is the power of changing one's lifestyle. You can literally go, mina maves ad achayim. So michal amalek nishma lano. A person can be mizakin themselves, chas v'shalom, from going to Sifrei Meisim to Sifrei Chayim. And that's the opportunity that we have. It's an opportunity, of course, that we dare not miss. Yishar kol chacham. Okay.